Joining the conversation now is Chuck Epp. He's a university distinguished professor at KU, the author with others of Pulled Over, How Police Stops Define Race and Citizenship. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
You heard a caller with us just before the break saying he got pulled over for his license plate light being out. I know in your study you find that minor infractions like that are not an uncommon reason for people of color to be pulled over.
That's exactly right. We surveyed drivers in the Kansas City metro area asking about their experiences in police stops, and the essential observation that we discovered in that was that drivers experience two rather different kinds of police stops. One type is a traffic safety stop for speeding like something like 10 or 15 over, where a ticket is given. The other is precisely the kind of stop that the gentleman caller referred to just before the break for a minor violation. And typically in those stops, officers then proceed to ask questions and look around the vehicle and so forth. That second type of stop we call an investigatory stop. It is done to check out the driver because the driver has seemed to the officer to be suspicious in some sort of way. And it's made to begin or possibly begin a criminal investigation of the driver. And a classic example of that is a stop for a burned out license plate light like that driver experienced. And like that that caller observed, many drivers who experience this sort of stop are a bit indignant or all the way over to feel violated by the experience by the end. So his comments were quite typical of the sorts of experiences reported to us in that study.
And, of course, one of the cases last week, the case of Philando Castile, pulled over for a broken taillight, leading a few steps down the road to his death. Have you done research into how those situations escalate from that point of being pulled over to being to becoming violent?
Yeah, our study speaks to that precise question. We found that, as I mentioned, drivers are often a bit indignant about being stopped for such a minor violation and then being subjected to what is really often an invasive series of questions and probes. Officers approach a vehicle when they've made an investigatory stop in anticipation of some degree of indignation. They anticipate the possibility of escalation, to put it another way. It turns out we also found that most drivers who experience this kind of stop, and I should say, I didn't mention earlier, African Americans are much more likely to experience this second kind of stop than are whites. In fact, nearly three times as likely to be subjected to this kind of stop as whites. African Americans are commonly, they've heard stories about this kind of stop. They've often experienced it themselves, we found in our study, and also anticipate the possibility of escalation in this stop. But what is striking, we found that both sides, both the officer and the driver, typically work pretty hard to avoid that escalation. And you've seen echoes of this in much of the public commentary over the past several days. Black drivers will say, I kept my hands on the wheel. I made sure I made no sudden movements. They are trying to head off the possibility of escalation. But we also found that, you know, when this sort of stop is done again and again and again, and you might say hundreds of thousands of times across a country the size of ours, in some instances, something will happen where an escalation will occur, often unintentionally. And those are the ones that lead to tragedy, as in the case of the shooting of Philando Castile. Could I add,
Chuck,
there that
very quickly, Chuck, if you would.
Yeah, is consistent with a number of other police shootings in the past several years, shooting of Walter Scott in North Charleston, South Carolina, precisely that pattern. The shooting of Samuel DuBose in Cincinnati, precisely that pattern. The arrest of Sandra Bland in Texas arose out of such a stop.
Chuck, I really appreciate your bringing the research to these questions. Thanks so much.